All right. Well, good morning, everyone. Excited to be out here. My name is Tim Nichols, and I'm here from Cigna, and we're here to talk about Motivate Me. And hopefully that is not a new term for anyone that is here today. But that is our incentive platform that is through the MyCigna.com website. And it has changed a little bit over the last few years. So we're here to kind of talk about what that incentive program looks like for 2024, what you can expect, how to access it, and all of the questions in between. So feel free to ask any questions as we go along. I'm going to leave plenty of time for Q&A at the end, and we are recording. So, like I said, Motivate Me is designed to reward you for actions that you are probably already doing, things that are leading towards healthier decisions that make a positive impact on your overall well-being. And there's over 860 point opportunities. So you have plenty of opportunity to earn rewards and take advantage of all of those throughout the year. So, we've increased the amount that you can earn and what that translates over the years. And those point opportunities are definitely plentiful from that perspective. So just looking at kind of the overview here, as I mentioned, we have increased the amount that you can earn. It's now $350 in recent years. And so you must complete the annual health assessment to be able to earn those amounts. And you must have a minimum of 150 points to earn any payout. So if you earn between 150 and 350, you'll actually receive that amount in your paycheck. We do that on a quarterly basis. And so, that's what we're striving for. Spouses can earn as well, and that amount that they earn is in addition to what's being done by the individual employee. And spouses can earn up to $100 by taking the health assessment and also completing either the biometric screening or their annual physical. The health assessment is a 15-minute questionnaire. Hopefully you've been on to MyCigna.com and completed it before. But like I said, need to do so annually before you start earning those rewards. It only takes a few minutes to complete, and you can earn points for doing so. As a reminder, everything is completely confidential. In the health assessment, no information is shared with your employer or really anything else. The information stays in the account. And so it's just good insight for you as an individual on areas of focus you want to utilize moving forward. And so, as I mentioned, you do need to be a Cigna member. So you do need to be enrolled in a Cigna health insurance plan to participate, but both you as the employee and your spouse can participate if they are enrolled. And I mentioned those payroll deposits are going to come. So it's going to be on a quarterly basis after you've reached that 350 points. And then you have the entire year to try to reach that 350. If you get over 150 but less than 350, that bonus is going to be paid in February of 2025. After all of the claims and information from the previous year has been processed, the spouse's rewards will also be paid through payroll on a quarterly basis beginning in July after that spouse reaches that 100 points. And we're going to show you can always track your points and when they're being loaded on MyCigna.com. So feel free to do so at any time. But just wanted to give you kind of an overview. And like I mentioned, this has not changed, this has been pretty consistent. So if you participated in the past, you can expect the exact same process for 2024. And I mentioned those 860 point opportunities at the top, showing you some examples here of what you can earn. Everything that you see listed here is going to be tracked via claims as long as you're using an in-network provider. And the one we have bolded and starred at the top is the health assessment. As a reminder, you cannot earn points until you complete that health assessment. And then the other items are things like your annual physical, all of those preventative exams, your flu shots, participating in the Cigna Diabetes Prevention Program, OMADA, working with health coaches. So, you know, once again, great activities that hopefully you're taking advantage of already that will automatically be awarded on your behalf when you complete them. So definitely want to focus on these areas. And then this is some examples of our self-reported activities, ones that you will need to go in on MyCigna.com or the MyCigna mobile app and actually complete. It does have an attestation that you need to complete and the date that it was completed. And then you'll earn those points. And you see things like your annual vision and dental exams, your flu shots, you know, going to the gym, getting financial counseling or increasing your 457 or Roth IRA, being tobacco free. So lots of great activities that you're able to self-report on your behalf. And so there are some goals that do take a little bit longer than others. So typically our self-reported goals, you'll see completed within 24 to 48 hours of you actually going on and completing them. Our claims-based goals tend to take a little bit longer, and that's really just the lag time of us receiving the claim, processing the claim, and then having the website updated. So, you know, once you complete that, just give it a little bit of time for your rewards to show. Sometimes that 4 to 6 week window does come into play. But like I said, you can always reach out to Cigna. You can always track stuff on the website to be able to verify that you've gotten credit for that and will receive your reward the following quarter. So, you know, just let us know. We're happy to help work through that process and give you any information you need throughout the year. And so, like I said, hopefully you've accessed MyCigna.com and the Motivate Me program in the past. But if you need a refresher, if it's been a while since you've been on the website, we just wanted to walk through the steps that you'll need to take. So this is what you'll see when you go to MyCigna.com. So you'll enter your username and password or register if you haven't already. Once you log on, you're going to see the home screen here. You can set up your two-step authentication to kind of keep things nice and secure. But you'll see your homepage, a lot of great information here on accessing services and reviewing your coverages, looking for providers within our network. If you're enrolled in any of our spending accounts or you want to review your claim status, all great information that you have access to. But what we're going to focus on today is accessing that wellness tab. And you see there, we have it circled in red. And that's where you're going to go. You're going to go to wellness and then wellness and incentives on that dropdown. And that'll take you to the main page for Motivate Me. So you see there at the top, it's going to track your incentives for how much you've earned and work on kind of walking through what has been completed. We pointed out here that this is exactly where you can take the health assessment. So as a reminder, you need to do that to start earning rewards. So if you haven't done that for 2024, great opportunity to leave today and log on and do that. And you'll also be able to see all of the different incentives that are available on this page. You'll be able to complete those self-reported goals. You'll be able to track all of the claims-based goals. So it's a really great insight here into the entire program and everything that is encapsulated. On the next slide here, you can change your incentives. So if you do have a spouse enrolled in the plan, you can toggle between you as an individual and you and your spouse to see if they've earned their reward as well. You can also see previous years. So, you know, if we get into that next year time frame and you're sitting there in January and February and you're like, did I get my 350 last year? I don't know if that claim processed correctly. All of those different things, you can always go back and look at previous years to verify that you've earned those incentives as well. And so as I mentioned, if you want to view those points, you click on that view all incentives, it's going to give you a breakdown of all of the point opportunities that we have And this is where you would go in to self-report your goals or to track anything that has been completed. So, you know, like I said, it's always great to have that mobile app or the website so you can just keep an eye on all your incentives. You can view those total points and just verify that everything has been received correctly. And we're showing you an example of where you would find those self-reported activities. So if you clicked on that view all incentives, you'll see the self-reported activities. And then once you click on the self-reported activities, you'll see a screen that looks like this. As I mentioned, you know, it'll have the description at the top, and you'll just let us know that when you completed this goal, certify that you completed the goal on the date provided, and then you're going to click complete goal. And those points that are available, like I said, will be available within 24 to 48 hours. So some additional rewards that we want to make sure you're aware of are our Healthy Pregnancy, Healthy Babies program. So anyone that is eligible for this will have the opportunity. And if you are a current expecting mother, or if you're in the family planning process, we encourage you to reach out and engage in this program. It is a program that follows you throughout the life of your pregnancy. You're able to connect with our nurse case managers and monitor the health of your pregnancy throughout. If you do enroll and complete the program, that does include a postpartum visit, you will be eligible for additional rewards for participation in that program as well. It's great not only for individuals that are experiencing the pregnancy, but for those that support them as well. So highly encourage you to engage in this program and reach out should you have any needs in that area as well. And I know I've mentioned this a few times already, but just want to reiterate that you do have a lot of support tools. If you do have questions or concerns about Motivate Me or really anything that falls within the Cigna sphere. So you have our customer service number, the 800 number there at the top. To reiterate, Cigna is a 24/7, 365 customer service company. So you're always going to get a live answer, be able to talk to somebody. So, you know, if you want to walk through those self-reported steps, if you want to, you know, find out how your claim is processing, if you want to check on point opportunities, connect with our coaches, anything like that, you can always call them. And, you know, we have the number there that kind of walks you through things like the health assessment. If you're seeing a delay in reporting, you also have your benefits helpline through Loudoun or the benefits at loudoun.gov email that is available. So, you know, reach out. They can always help escalate any issues and help get that resolved. So that's always really great. We're showing you a box there that shows you all of those numbers. So if you don't want to write them down now, they are available on MyCigna.com at any time. You can always call the number on the back of your card. And so feel free to utilize that as much as possible. All right. And with that, I'm going to pause. I'm going to stop the recording and then open it up for questions. But once again, thank you for your time. Encourage you to log in, take your health assessment, and get started earning rewards today if you have not done so already.
Hey, Tim.